It looks like a Super Cub, but no Super Cub had all this. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. The recent announcement by Cub Crafters of its new Super Sport Cub LSA held significance beyond being just another attractive option in the market segment. It's also yet another step in the remarkable evolution of what started as a shop based in Yakima, Washington, focused on refurbishing the original Piper Super Cub. I had the chance in Lakeland to talk with Cub Crafters President Jim Richmond and get not only details on this hot new variant on the classic design, but a capsule history of the company that produces it. Jim's company will celebrate its 30th anniversary next year.
1980, we started rebuilding Super Cubs, and then we started adding modifications and incorporating new modifications, developing new modifications. That led to assembling essentially airplanes out of all new parts, which led to certifying those newly assembled parts into new airplanes, which led to getting our own type certificate in the standard airworthiness category for our Top Cub. And about that same time, the light sport law passed, and we developed the Sport Cub for the LSA category. We've been building the Sport Cub for about 2.5 years now, and just introducing now the Super Sport Cub, which is our latest aircraft.
Okay, now along the way, you talk about going back to the 80s. A lot of different aircraft are mentioned as maybe being the inspiration for light sport aircraft. But when it comes down to the type of flying people want to do in light sport aircraft, the J3 and later the Super Cub really are where what everybody thinks of when they close their eyes.
Pretty much. The FAA and the ASTM committee pretty much drew a bullseye around a Cub and said, here's what light sport is, and gave us some limitations to work within. And, the speeds and the weights and the power, that all works for a Cub type airplane very well.
Now, your product line has a little bit of something for everyone, from factory-built airplanes to experimentals, and now an LSA. Tell us a little bit about your product line and how they all fit together.
Yes, well, we have, as I mentioned before, the Top Cub is a certified standard category airplane. It's 2,300 pounds gross weight and an empty weight of about 1,250, so we have a huge useful load with that airplane. And on amphibious floats, it has 750 pounds useful load. So you can put two big people in it, fill it up with fuel. And on amphibs, that's pretty impressive. There's not another airplane that I know of in the world that can do that. Then the Sport Cub is our LSA offering with 100-horse Continental. And it's a newly designed airplane that looks an awful lot like a Cub. It flies just like a Cub, but everything about it is new. The only interchangeable parts between it and a Cub would be the landing gear and the tailwheel. And everything else is different. It includes flaps and vortex generators, two fuel tanks, lots of carbon fiber equipment, and lots of milled aluminum parts. We're a lot lighter than the Piper Cub and a lot stronger. The next airplane in the lineup would be this airplane, the Super Sport Cub, which is everything the Sport Cub is, but we've introduced a new 180-horse engine, which allows spectacular performance for climb and takeoff, and then you throttle back and cruise on 80 horsepower maximum continuous. So you get the spectacular takeoff and climb and even more efficiency than with the 100 horse Continental engine in cruise. We also offer the Sport Cub and the Super Sport Cub in kit form. We call it the Carbon Cub Kit, and it can be built either to LSA requirements with the 100 horse engine, or as an amateur-built experimental airplane with a higher gross weight.
Tell me how you got involved in Cubs and what made you love this plane enough to take this project this far.
When I was quite young, my father had a Super Cub, and I grew up riding with him in the back seat. And he was a little unorthodoxed as a pilot, and fortunately he was flying a Super Cub, and that's probably what kept him alive to ripe old age. But I went on to flight school and A&P school, and just always remembered the flying characteristics of a Cub. I got commercial pilot's license and a lot of ratings, but the Cub was the first love. So.
Now, I hear from a lot of people who fly professionally for the airlines and
other large and or semi-automated hardware, and they say what they really want on the weekend is a stick and rudder. Do you find that to be true of your customer base?
Absolutely. This is an airplane that's all about fun. It's not necessarily about going cross country, although, you know, I came from Washington State to Florida in this and relative ease. But it's about a half an hour and a half around the home patch and touch and goes and going and looking at the meadows and the cattle and the flowers blooming and the trees getting ready to bloom and that kind of thing. It's a fun airplane to get in, and it's an honest airplane. It does what you expect an airplane to do.
In a moment, Jim offers details on what makes the new Super Sport Cub different from the original. I'm Paul Plagg, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plagg, talking with Jim Richmond of Cub Crafters about the company's new light sport aircraft, the Super Sport Cub. More than might be obvious to the casual observer, they don't build them like they used to.
Well, the Super Sport Cub has a lot of carbon fiber and aluminum, and it's all about lightweight with this airplane. Because the engine is larger, we had to keep the weight to a minimum to squeeze it into the LSA category. And you'll notice this airplane is a silver and red airplane, and the first impression is that it's red. But if you look closely, there's only about 30% of the airplane that's painted red, and the leading edges, the cowl, and it's meant to be that way. We were looking for a way to save some weight, and we saved about 12 pounds by this two-tone paint scheme. And we've looked for pounds and pretty much found all of those, and then we went after ounces. And lately I've been asking my vendors if they know how many grams are in an ounce, because I want them to know, and we're looking for the grams too. So
now, one of the big innovations in this plane, at least from your company standpoint, is that it marks the debut of an in-house produced engine. Tell us about what went into that and getting it ASTM certified.
Well, the ASTM certification process for internal combustion spark ignition engine is quite straightforward. We used a Lycoming clone. ECI has been building a number of parts that are direct replacement parts for Lycoming for years. And we took their basic engine and added some lightweight components to it, the sump and the accessory case, the magnetos, and some of the things that are quite heavy and quite old in their design. And we said, can we do it a better way? And so we went to vendors and came up with electronic ignition and a much lighter sump, and we saved about 40 pounds in the engine. So we're only about 29 pounds heavier than a Continental 0200. So it's all about weight.
Can this engine be maintained pretty much anywhere by anybody who does Lycoming work?
Yes, it's the basics are the very same as a Lycoming. It's a 340 cubic inch engine that's very similar to a Lycoming 0320, carbureted. It's a very simple engine. There's no accessories. It's got a starter and an alternator and an oil pump, and that's about it. It's very simple.
All right, when you bring up accessories, I have to bring up panel, because there are things in the panel in this plane that would never have been dreamed of by people who flew the originals. Tell us what you've gone for here and how it goes over with the traditionally minded customers who buy these airplanes.
Well, this airplane is our test airplane. We put a very complicated, not complicated, just a very deluxe panel in it that monitors all the temperatures because we wanted to know that our cowling and our baffling and our exhaust system and that kind of thing all work like they're supposed to. So I needed individual EGTs and CHTs and cowling inside the cowl temperature, and so I've just got probes going everywhere on this airplane. But it is, it's got the Dynon D180, so it's got artificial horizon, and it can calculate true airspeed and winds aloft and fuel burn and fuel used and fuel remaining at the waypoint, and so it's just it's quite a machine.
How do these get ordered? I know they're available with steam gauges, and a lot of people probably prefer that still in this kind of airplane.
Yes, most people have ordered the steam gauges with a good GPS. We put the Garmin 496 in, typically 495. But it's all about looking out the windows and stick and rudder flying. It's kind of nice to know where you are relative to home base and where fuel is, and no more issues about, you know, daydreaming and finding yourself looking up and saying, where am I? You just push the button and say, which direction do I point this thing to go home?
Tell us about pricing and availability. How many of these do you intend to build a year, and what do they go for?
The Super Sport Cub is priced at $163,285, the base price, with radios and lights and the options that probably most people are going to opt for. $175 or so is probably realistic. We're building three a month right now. We have the capability of building a few more, and but right now for three a month, that's keeping us busy.
Well, how do you find enough personal satisfaction in doing this that you intend to keep busy doing this for a while longer?
I do. I enjoy it. I brought this airplane down myself from Washington State, and I enjoy flying Super Cubs. I enjoy what I do.
How is Yakima as a place to do business?
It's great. Great workforce. We've got a fantastic crew. We're not very far from Boeing Aircraft Company, so once in a while we share some ideas over with those folks, and we've got a tremendous resource in the Northwest as far as aerospace engineering and personnel. It's a big aerospace hub with folks down in Bend, Oregon, and up in Seattle. We've got a great area.
Doesn't Scott Carson fly one of your planes?
He does, the CEO of Boeing Aircraft Company.
So even the people who make the big and or semi-automated stuff want to come and get a stick and rudder and feel that on the weekend.
It's all about fun.
Well, Jim, thanks very much for taking some time out today. The plane looks fantastic, and we wish you all success.
Thank you very much for coming.
Jim Richmond is president of Cub Crafters. Find out more about the company and the new Super Sport Cub at www.cubcrafters.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.